Greetings, everyone. I hope you're having a good day. It's Pastor Bob with your daily devotion. It's day 10 of our trip through the book of Job, and today we'll be hearing chapter 10 on this Middle Sabbath Wednesday. Being a Middle Sabbath Wednesday, we are having our Zoom discussion group tonight at 7 o'clock Central Time, and the link to that meeting is in this very email, and we'd love to have you join us. I'm sure it'll be a provocative discussion, and we'll all grow from it. Amen. Well, yesterday we heard chapter 9, which was the beginning of Job's reply to his so-called friend, right, Bildad, and we're halfway through Job's reply. Today we'll hear the other half, but it's already clear that Job makes it clear that Bildad does not meet his need. He's not even talking in the same realm as what Job needs. And it's clear that Job makes no claim to perfection. He knows that he can't defend himself before God, and what he really wants and needs is someone on his side, you know, to present his case to God. So we started to hear Job's longing for someone to be, as he said, his mediator, his intercessor. He will hear Job's heart cry for Christ. Yeah, that's right. Did you notice the line? It's Job 9, verse 32. Very interesting line. For he is not a man, as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment, for he is not a man. Well, our friend J. Vernon McGee and several other scholars believe this is the foreshadowing, even the prophesizing perhaps, of the coming of Jesus Christ, that indeed what we need, what Job needs, let me say it this way, we need what Job needs. We need Christ to be our mediator, right? We need Christ to be there for us. Jesus is a man. Therefore, Job can go to him. He died for Job and you on the cross. And he makes clear to us so that we all know where we stand, that alone we can never meet God's standard, that we need an intercessor, we need a mediator, and we need a Savior indeed. And it's the death of Jesus that saves us. That's what poor old Job needs right now, and probably that's what you need too. I know I do. Well, let's hear the second half of this reply. That was chapter 9. Chapter 10 of the book of Job. Job continues. I loathe my very life. Therefore, I will give free rein to my complaint and speak out in the bitterness of my soul. I say to God, do not declare me guilty, but tell me what charges you have against me. Does it please you to oppress me, to spurn the work of your hands, while you smile on the plans of the wicked? Do you have eyes of flesh? Do you see as a mortal sees? Are your days like those of a mortal, or your years like those of a strong man, that you must search out my faults and probe after my sin? Though you know that I am not guilty, and that no one can rescue me from your hand. Your hands, they shaped me and made me. Will you now turn and destroy me? Remember that you molded me like clay. Will you now turn me to dust again? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? Clothe me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews? You gave me life, and showed me kindness, and in your providence watched over my spirit. But this is what you concealed in your heart, and I know that this was in your mind. If I sinned, you would be watching me and would not let my offense go unpunished. If I am guilty, woe to me. Even if I am innocent, I cannot lift my head, for I am full of shame and drowned in my affliction. If I hold my head high, you stalk me like a lion and again display your awesome power against me. You bring new witnesses against me and increase your anger toward me. Your forces come against me wave upon wave. Why then? Why did you bring me out of the womb? I wish I had died before any eye saw me. If only I had never come into being, or had been carried straight from the womb to the grave. Are not my few days almost over? Turn away from me so I can have a moment's joy before I go to the place of no return, to the land of gloom and utter darkness, to the land of deepest night, of utter darkness and disorder, where even the light is like darkness. Amen. That concludes chapter 10, the second half of Job's reply to Bildad. And tomorrow, it's on to chapter 11, and we'll hear from yet another friend of Job. This time it's Zophar. And see what we can make from that. Until then, this is Pastor Bob coming to you today from the Ash Wednesday Chapel at Vine Street Christian Church. And may your day be filled with blessings and miracles. That is all.